After election night 2000, NBC anchor Tom Brokaw turned to viewers and said, "We don't just have egg on our face, we've got an omelet all over our suits." All the major news networks got it wrong at least once that night. Since then, they've been working to fix their system of calling races. Steve Kappas is executive producer of NBC News election night coverage. He says for NBC, there are a number of substantial changes in this year's coverage.
We have set up the NBC News Decision Desk in a new part of the building. They've got a large separate area that is, if you will, walled off from the rest of our operation. This is an area where we will have all of the data collectors and people analyzing that information as it comes in. And then we've built in a whole other level of quality control with a number of people involved who will actually have to sign off on a race before we make a projection.
Now, I understand you're also isolating those people from other networks' reporting. Is that right?
We are not going to rely on what other networks do. We're going to make our own calls, and at the end of the day, we're going to feel comfortable that even if we're the last one to call a race, that we've made the accurate call.
Any other changes that you're making this year after the problems in 2000?
We're going to have to spend some time doing some sharing with viewers this type of information. We want people to understand what we've done to restore some credibility. A lot of people don't know what VNS stands for instance, so we'll make sure that they understand what the Voter News Service is. I think that's the most important thing. We've got some education that needs to go on, and we need to tell people this is what we're doing, and we can't just rely on the fact that we are a large news organization, and we can't simply say, trust us, we know what we're doing.
There were hearings on Capitol Hill after the Florida fiasco. Any mandates that came out of those hearings from the government that applied to you or promises made by the network that we should be looking for tomorrow night?
I think the one thing that we will be absolutely adhering to is there will be no projection in any state before absolutely every poll has closed in that state. In the past, there had been some cases where, say, 90% of the state had closed, but you still had a few districts open and the networks had made some calls. That's not going to happen.
Now, you suggested that you are more interested in being accurate than in being first tomorrow.
Correct.
And I imagine that's not a statement that's made lightly in the context of competition between the networks.
There is an extraordinary sense of competition among the networks. There's never any question about that. If one of my competitors gets a call on 2 minutes early, it doesn't change anything. It really doesn't. We want to present a broadcast that is clear, concise, accurate, and all the other things will fall into place. The competitive challenge of this night is not first and foremost. It really isn't.
Thanks, Mr. Kappas.
Okay, John.
Steve Kappas is executive producer of NBC Nightly News and executive producer of NBC Election Night Coverage.